Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, this man that we're talking about, he goes by the name of Drew, and people may recognize him because he was the man made famous on YouTube video when another man threw his belongings into the lake.
Yeah, that's right. It went out viral. It was sort of the epitome of the jogging guy that goes by, and he threw the Drew stuff into the lake, and it was gentrification versus the homeless. And it resulted in a GoFundMe program that got Drew money to get his stuff back and to get an extra tent, by the way. But it also drew attention to Lake Merritt, where there is this growing homeless encampment, and this is right at the center of the city. This is not off the side under a freeway. It's under a bridge part of it, and it's part of the new estuary program they're putting in there, and they're trying to beautify. So it's become the target of the next Tough Shed Camp by Mayor Libby Schaap. This would be her third attempt to move into areas that have high-profile homeless that are drawing attention and say, okay, we're going to put in these tough sheds, two people to a shed, move on in and get off the public space. But a lot of people are saying no dice.
Phil, you know, this thing just keeps coming into sharper focus. It's funny. I just tried to bring up a Google map with the aerial view to remember exactly what the intersection was along East 12th Street, where the fire burned down part of the homeless camp last weekend. This can't be that old an aerial view, and in this view, there are no tents. Today, there are tents and shanties and shacks, and over the weekend, I spotted an extension cord wired in surreptitiously to a street lamp across East 12th Street. Two lanes of traffic, a median, and two more lanes of traffic, and into the homeless camp. I mean, this has really gone to ground.
Yes, and it's not the only cord in there. There's some that come in from the other side as well. What we're having is that as these things continue to grow, they move from tents, like you said, to structures, and then the electricity comes in, and then the fire. And meanwhile, the cities and counties are trying to grapple with this, plus there's been an explosion in the number of RVs that are pulling up and turning into homeless camps as well. Nobody has a central way of dealing with this, Dan. Nobody has the backup. For example, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaap, she doesn't have the welfare services to go in there and really work on this. A lot of times she's depending on private donations from the various nonprofits, the hospitals and stuff to help out with this funding. Alameda County's efforts are spread out around. San Francisco's gets the most attention for concentrated, but most people have sort of adopted a position stand where, and we're seeing this in San Jose and all across the Bay Area and even in Northern California. If you stay off the main thoroughfare, like you said, under the freeways, they're letting it happen, and it's becoming more and more the norm. And then when these test sheds come in, oftentimes they move off a block. In the last couple of cases, they go off a side and the tents go in there, and it's just as long as you stay out of the line of sight, then it grows, and it's continuing to grow, and you saw it with the electrical cords. And by the way, the CHP and everybody else has been around there as well, and they just look the other way and sometimes hand out food because they're trying to deal with it as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.